All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we started last week. I meant to record a little bit more last week. Didn't happen. So we're picking up on page Lamed Hey, which is in Perek Gimel, the second paragraph. The Davar Zeh Hodiunu Chachamidus. Remember again in Perek Gimel, the Ramchal began by speaking about the concept let me give a little bit more background. We're still in the Midah of Zahirus, the first step in the Mesilas Yesharim, which we've translated as awareness, introspection, where a person has to think about what they're doing in life, which direction they're going in, the nature of their actions. Thinking, awareness in life. So if you remember again in the first section of this perek, so the Ramchal essentially divided this up into multiple steps. The first step in life is to identify what is the tov ha'amiti, what is the ultimate good that I'm going towards, and what is the ra, what is negative that I should avoid. If I don't know what I'm working towards, it's impossible for me to get proper traction in life. If I don't know what's ra, then ultimately I don't know what to avoid in life. So the Ramchal explained that this level of cognition is on multiple levels. There's the pre-actional cognition where, in general, I'm just thinking about what's the tov ha'amiti, what is the ra that I should avoid. There's the pre-actional cognition, which is I'm about to act, and if I do this thing, I have to ask myself, will this action bring me closer to the tov or to the ra? So literally, says Ramchal, every single time before I act, I have to think about this. Will this bring me closer to the tov ha'amiti or chas v'shalom to the ra? And then there's what he calls the post-actional cognition. After I acted, I now have to analyze my actions. Is this something that was negative, in which case I should avoid it? And how do I figure out strategies to avoid this negative action? Or was it positive, in which case I have to figure out how to reinforce it? V'davar zeh, hodiunu chachamino zichrono lebracha ba'amram. And the Ramchal sees this, it's actually quite beautiful, sees this, that Chazal conveyed this to us in Maseches Erevin, where the Gemara says something amazing. Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra, yoseh mishenivra. It would have been better for a person not to have been created than to have been created. A very dramatic statement. Va'achshav shenivra, but now that we've been created, yifashvesh bin ma'asav. We'll define what that means in just a moment. So this is a dramatic Gemara on multiple levels. On one hand, Page Lamed Hey, three lines down. So it's dramatic on multiple levels. On the first level, you have Chazal literally telling us that it would have been better not to have been created. But now that I've been created, so I have to maximize my existence. So, right? And again, the idea of better not to have been created represents the idea that Chazal are telling us the fragility of life on a spiritual level, that we're always on the pathway, on the threshold of sin. We're always on the threshold of making some type of dramatic life mistake. So therefore, on a certain level, it would have been better to have never been created. But now that I've been created, I have to maximize my existence. How do I maximize my existence? So Chazal give me two insights. One opinion says, yifashvesh b'ma'asav, and one opinion says, yimashmish b'ma'asav. Now says the Ramchal, v'tira, we're going to define what those statements mean in just a moment. V'tira, sheshnei halashonos hem shtei asharos tovos umo'ilos mod. So it turns out, says the Ramchal, that ultimately, again, both of these lashonos are two incredibly important pieces of advice. Ki hine, hapishpush b'masim hu, lachkor al klal ha'masim lehisbonein bo. Hanimtsa bohem maasim asher lo yeasu, asher inam holchim al pi mitzvos Hashem lichukov, ki kol asher imotze me'ilo yivarim min ha'olam. So Ramchal posits, he says, pishpush means a process of introspection to find that which is negative inside of me. See, in a sense, pishpush as meaning identifying that which is negative, that which is wrong, that which should not be done, in an effort to root it out. That's pishpush. Acha mishmush hu, hachakira afilu b'maasim hatovim atzmam, lachkor veliros hayesh beinyanam eze pinia asher lo tova o eze chelegra she yitztarech lahasiro ulevaro. So this is actually quite interesting. So the Ramchal says pishbush means finding something inside of myself that I do that should not be done. So pish yifashesh amasov, identify the things that I'm doing that I should not be doing and stop doing them. So identify the things that I should not be doing and stop doing them. Mishmush, what he calls yimashmish b'masov, means even those things that I am doing that are good, I could always be doing them better. This in and of itself is an incredible element, that sometimes there are things that I'm doing that I'm good, it's good, I'm doing good things, but even the good that I do could have elements of negativity that should not be done. So the Ramchal posits that ultimately, again, this is what Chazal are telling me. It would have been better for a person to have never been created, but now that I've been created, so what should I do? So two possibilities, yifashvesh or yimashmesh. Yifashvesh, identify the things that should not be done, right, and stop doing them. Or yimashmesh, look at the good that you're doing, but within every single good action is some element of negativity. Identify the negativity, remove the negativity, and reinforce that which is good and positive. Bahare zekimashmish bebeged livchon hatov bechazaku o chalash ubalui kinyamashmish bemasav livchon tivunasam bitachlis havchana ad sheyishar zach v'naki. So remember again, the Ramchal is linking this back. What did he just say before? In the realm of pre-actional and post-actional zihirus, a person is always supposed to be contemplating their actions. Before I act, I have to ask myself, will this bring me to the Tov HaAmiti or not? After I acted, I have to ask myself, is this something that is good that should be reinforced? Or is this something that is negative? Is this something that is negative? Ultimately, again, that should be ceased. Now the Ramchal takes this a step further. Yifashvesh b'masav, yimashmish b'masav. Yifashvesh, what are the things that I'm doing in life that I should not be doing? They're negative. They should stop. Yimashmish, what are the things that I'm doing that are good but need to be further refined? And then Ramchal continues. Klal adover. He says, here's the klal. Yeah, adam na'ayin amasav kulam. It will say, you know, these words, they're so simple, yet we know how difficult this is, right? This is the great challenge in life. So a person should be ma'ayin on his actions. A person has to be ma'ayin, a person has to look into his actions. Umifakeach al durachav. Shelo lahaniach la'atzmo hergelra midara kol shekein avera upesha. That a person has to prevent himself from falling into what the Ramchal calls the hergel ra. Hergel means habituation. Habituation. The great challenge in life is that we fall into these patterns of behavior that are negative. We fall into these patterns that are not good. These midos that are not good. V'hinini roet zorech la'adam shemidaktek v'shokel durachav d'var yom b'yomo. So listen to what the Ramchal says. It's important for a person to go ahead and take stock and to measure his actions each and every day. Kisochrim hagidolim, asher yifalsu tamid al iskehem leman lo yiskalkulu. Like the merchants, right? The merchants who are constantly taking stock of their wares in order that they not get ruined. So we'll see here this incredible yisod. The Ramchal says that merchants who deal in merchandise, so what are they constantly doing? They're constantly taking stock of their inventory. They want to make sure that the inventory is good. They want to make sure that the inventory is in proper shape. The yikba itin v'sha'us laze. And they establish for themselves different times, different hours. Shelo yiyeh mishkalo arai, ela bikvius godol, kirav hatoladuhu. Just like the merchants are always taking stock of their inventory to make sure there's no spoilage, there's no rot, everything is as it should be. So a person, says Ramchal, has to take inventory in life. The Ramchal says ultimately this inventory has to lead Devar Yom Biyomo, each and every day, to take stock, to take inventory as to how I'm doing, as to what I'm doing, as to the life I'm living. The pre-actional cognition, the post-actional cognition, to make sure that a person does not fall into the trap of hergel, of negative habituation in their pursuit of proper living. Right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Eretz Hashem paragraph Hey tomorrow. Sure.